Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is...
In my last training, I share with you why multifamily is far superior than single-family investing. And many of you single-family investors asked me, Peter, how do you make the switch or the upgrade from single-family to multifamily? Let's say you own a single-family rental, or you own several single-family rentals, and you have equity in those homes. This could be $50,000, it could be $100,000 or $300,000, doesn't matter. The question of the day is, what is your return on that equity? So if your single family home is sitting on $50,000, $100,000, or $300,000 worth of equity, what is it doing for you? Is it helping you retire? Is it generating passive income? Is it helping you set up a financial fortress for your family? If it's a single family home, it's probably not. And that's the problem. The main problem with single family homes is there's no return on the equity. Where you want to be, if you're in this situation, you want to be in multifamily apartments. You want preferably have 5 units or greater to get the most benefits, because you want your equity to be put to work. There's a quote from Warren Buffett. He says, if you don't find a way to make your money work while you're asleep, you will work until you die. Okay? That is so true. So basically what he's saying is you need to create a system where you are creating passive income so you can retire and create this financial fortress for you and your family. And so if this is you, you want to be where your cash flow is greater, where the cash flow is more consistent now because you have multifamily, where you can also force the appreciation on your property. You can't force appreciation on the home, but you can on a 5-unit and greater multifamily. As you raise the rents, not only does the cash flow go up, but also the property value. It gives you so many options on exit strategies and cash flows and things like that, let alone financial freedom, retirement, and legacy. You will not get the financial freedom, the retirement legacy with single family homes, because that's the nature of single family homes. You will get this with multifamily. How do I know that? It's because I've been in this business for 20 years doing both, and I have a lot of friends and know people and students who have one or sometimes 10 single family homes and can't retire, can't set their family up with single family homes. So they have to make the jump into multifamily to create this outcome. So let's say this is you, and you want to be here to get this outcome. How do you do that? Is with a 1031 exchange. It's a IRS tax code that allows you to sell your property and take all the profits into a next larger property and not pay capital gains. So let me give you the quick rundown on that. So you're going to sell your home or homes, your rentals, and you're going to buy multifamily. And if you do that, you're going to use a 1031 exchange. It's a transaction in itself. If you do that, you're not going to pay any capital gains taxes. So when you sell your single family home, you can take all the profits, all the sales proceeds, and not pay any capital gains taxes to the IRS. As long as you don't sell the property and use the money, the taxes are deferred until you do that. Now, when you do a 1031 exchange by selling your home into multifamily, you can buy more than one multifamily property. I've done that. You can also wait until later, hold on to it, and then sell them, and then 1031 exchange into a larger multifamily. I've done that, and that is the true way to get to financial freedom and building this financial fortress for you and your family. So next, what I want to do is I want to give you an example of taking your home or homes and showing you how to do a 1031 exchange and upgrade it into a nice multifamily investment property. When you buy multifamily, you have options. When you trade your single family homes into a multifamily, you have numerous options. Today, I'm just going to give you just 3 of them. Let me set this up. Let's say that you took one or two of your single family rentals and you decided to sell them. And you're going to do a 1031 exchange. So let's say you have $250,000 in profits. And at $250,000 is 25% of $1 million. So you can put a 25% down payment on a $1 million property and buy it with your 1031 exchange profits. So what you did was option one, you're going to buy this 12-unit apartment building for $1 million. So you're going to put down $250,000. So your loan amount is $750,000. And let's say it cash flows $20,000 a year. If you do the math, your cash on cash return or your ROI on the $250,000 is 8%. So, you know, again, you're putting your equity to work. This is a great return on your equity so far. You're making 8%. Now, how I came across this cash on cash return, basically you take your cash flow and you divide it by your down payment. And then that equals 8%. That's how I got that. Now, here's the beauty of multifamily. Let's say you raise your rents on your 12 units. Each unit, you were able to raise your rents by $300. And let's say this took 5 years. I'm being very conservative. So if we do the math, over the next 5 years, you're increasing your NOI by $43,200. And as you know, as you increase your NOI, the property value goes up. Here's how the calculations work. You take your NOI increase of $43,200 and you divide it by the market cap rate. Let's say the market cap rate for this property is 6%. So $43,200 divided by 6% is a forced appreciation value of $720,000. So let me just summarize this. Over the next 5 years, again, being conservative, you are able to raise your rents little by little. So each of the 12 units were making $300 more. If you were to do that, your property is now worth $720,000 more. You bought it for $1 million. So now after 5 years, it's worth $1.72 million. Let me ask you this. Can you do this with your single family home? No, you can't. This is the beauty of multifamily. Option two, we bought the same property, 12 unit for $1 million. But let's say we're going to perform a cost segregation study. What a cost segregation study is, you get to rapidly accelerate the depreciation of the property. So basically, you get to write off everything inside the property. Instead of over 27 and a half years, you can do it over 1 year or 5 years or 15 years. You can rapidly take out the depreciation value of the property and write it off. Let me give you an example of what you can do. Let's say that this cost segregation study is going to have an instant savings of $80,000, which is very possible with a 12 unit at $1 million. Let's say out of that $80,000 you have in your tax savings bank, you're going to use $20,000 of the $80,000 to offset your cash flow. So you're making $20,000 a year. So this is taxable, but you're going to take your tax savings of $20,000 of the $80,000 to mitigate this. So that means this year, that you use a cost seg, you'll pay no taxes because your cost seg is going to wipe these profits out. Isn't that wonderful? That's the beauty of commercial real estate. So you use only 20 of the 80. You're going to take the other 60 to offset your W-2 income. Let's say you made $60,000 in your job. Now, you have to pay taxes on it. With this property, you can take the remaining $60,000 and offset your W-2 income. So you pay no taxes. So in that year, you're not paying any taxes on your cash flow on your property. You're not paying any taxes on your W-2 income. Isn't that incredible? Can you do that with a single family? No, you can't. Let's go to option three, which is my personal favorite. I've done this several times. Is let's say after 5 years, I'm not talking 1 year or getting rich quick. I'm talking 5 years of working this property, hiring a good property manager or being a good manager yourself, having your accounting on order, keeping the property up, just being a really, really good operator, just executing greatly. This is something we teach our students to do all the time. This is where the money is made over the next 5 years. Let's say at the 5 year point, you got the rents up and everything. You got the property worth $1.72 million. But remember, 5 years ago, the loan was $750. Let's say you pay down some of the mortgage. Now the loan is at $720,000. You pay some of it down. So let's say after 5 years, you're going to sell it for $1.72 million, but you owe $720,000. You're going to have a profit of $1 million. Follow me? So now what you can do is you can take these profits and do another 1031 exchange into a $4 million multifamily property. How does that work? Well, if you have $1 million, $1 million is 25% of $4 million. So you can find a $4 million apartment building, put down 25% or $1 million and become owner of it. So option one is to buy it, buy and hold, let it cash flow, life is good. Option two, you can buy and hold and do a cost segregation. Or option three, you can wait 5 years and sell it and buy a larger one. Here's a question for you. Would you rather be this person or the person who held onto their single family rentals for the next 5 years? Which one would you rather be? For me, the answer is simple. If you want to build a legacy for your family, create a financial fortress for yourself, leave your job, or just have options, multifamily is the way to go. By using a simple 1031 exchange, if you'd like to learn more about what we do here at Commercial Property Advisors with our students that we mentor to do things just like this, go ahead and text Peter to 833-942-4516 and we'll get back at you. If you want to study more of this material, I offer a course and it's free. It's a very extensive course on this and a whole lot more. Operations, management, all that is in the course. All right, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with me.